Kurt Meine is a biographer of Aldo Leopold. Meine is also a conservation biologist and historian. He gave a talk at the Wildlife Society conference in Milwaukee yesterday about changing times for wildlife conservation, including for gray wolves in the upper Midwest. Meine says things are moving into uncharted territory.
The role of science in decision-making is changing. It certainly is here in Wisconsin, which has prided itself on being a leader in bringing the best science we can provide to difficult questions of public policy. It's a tradition that's at risk.
Using dogs to hunt wolves, the wolf hunt itself, and a Walker administration idea to let people pay money to keep wild animals are some of the things troubling conservationists. But DNR Wildlife Ecology Section Chief Bill VanderZouwen takes issue with the idea that the DNR may be ignoring good science. VanderZouwen says his agency remains science-based, including for the wolf program.
You know, some people have pointed to not having university staff on our advisory committees, but they're invited to our advisory committees. And in fact, I've had people from UW-Madison that are doing modeling on wolf populations in response to various forms of human-caused mortality, like hunting and trapping, and using their science to help set our harvest quotas in Wisconsin.
VanderZouwen says many DNR staff also have strong science backgrounds. He says as the department updates its long-term wolf management plan, a lot of research will be considered. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.